Oh, hello, Feifei. I didn't know you shopped at this supermarket too.
Hi, Finn. Usually I don't, but it's close to the office and I have to rush home to welcome an important guest.
Who is it? Someone I know?
No, it's my landlady. She's coming to collect some of her post and, well, I want to make her like me because next month the contract on my flat is due to be renewed and she might want to increase the rent.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So you'd better butter her up then.
Butter? Oh, yes. But I'm a pretty bad cook. If I bake a cake, it would probably be horrible.
No, I don't mean butter for a cake. In English, when you say you'll butter someone up, you mean you'll be especially nice to them, in the hope that they'll do something good for you in return.
Oh, I see. So I'll be nice to her and pay her compliments so that she likes me and keeps the rent low. I'll butter her up. But isn't it a bit insincere?
Well, it can have a negative connotation, yes. Let's hear some examples of how to use to butter someone up or to butter up someone, which is today's expression in the English we speak.
I was very impressed with your presentation, Mrs. Beanie. You're really intelligent and perceptive and...
Don't waste your time buttering me up, Johnny. I'm not raising your salary anytime soon.
The director was always ready to butter up Angelina Jolie. He knew she was looking for her next role and he wanted her in his movie.
Oh, look, it's 6 p.m. already. I'm very late. I might not be on time to meet my landlady and she'll be angry with me. She's a very busy woman.
Yeah, well, then you're in a jam.
Jam?
In English, when you say someone is in a jam, you mean they're in a difficult situation. But that's a different kind of jam.
All these expressions about food.
I know, we have a huge appetite for food expressions. But let's leave some for another day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hello, Feifei. I didn't know you shopped at this supermarket too.
Hi, Finn. Usually I don't, but it's close to the office and I have to rush home to welcome an important guest.
Who is it? Someone I know?
No, it's my landlady. She's coming to collect some of her post and, well, I want to make her like me because next month the contract on my flat is due to be renewed and she might want to increase the rent.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So you'd better butter her up then.
Butter? Oh, yes. But I'm a pretty bad cook. If I bake a cake, it would probably be horrible.
No, I don't mean butter for a cake. In English, when you say you'll butter someone up, you mean you'll be especially nice to them, in the hope that they'll do something good for you in return.
Oh, I see. So I'll be nice to her and pay her compliments so that she likes me and keeps the rent low. I'll butter her up. But isn't it a bit insincere?
Well, it can have a negative connotation, yes. Let's hear some examples of how to use to butter someone up or to butter up someone, which is today's expression in the English we speak.
I was very impressed with your presentation, Mrs. Beanie. You're really intelligent and perceptive and...
Don't waste your time buttering me up, Johnny. I'm not raising your salary anytime soon.
The director was always ready to butter up Angelina Jolie. He knew she was looking for her next role and he wanted her in his movie.
Oh, look, it's 6 p.m. already. I'm very late. I might not be on time to meet my landlady and she'll be angry with me. She's a very busy woman.
Yeah, well, then you're in a jam.
Jam?
In English, when you say someone is in a jam, you mean they're in a difficult situation. But that's a different kind of jam.
All these expressions about food.
I know, we have a huge appetite for food expressions. But let's leave some for another day. Bye.
Bye.
Americans abroad. Exercise 2.
Nancy, how did travelling abroad change your impressions of other nations, cultures and peoples?
I realise that we assume that the American way is the right way and everyone needs to get with the times. We stuck out like a sore thumb in some places and too often wanted people to accommodate to us, not us accommodate to the people or places. We expected to have things translated into English, easy accommodations. Most people welcomed my poor attempts at trying to communicate, so I tried to assimilate to their culture. But I spent such little time in each place, it was really hard to get a language and customs down before I had to leave. I liked seeing other ways of living. We were mainly in large cities and didn't get in neighbourhoods much, so I don't know much about common life.
How did it change your understanding of the United States?
We are too egotistical and self-centred. The American way is the only way to live. That's such a false statement. We don't know how hard it must be for tourists or foreigners coming in without knowing our language. We need to learn more languages at an earlier age.
Did travelling abroad influence your own life and decisions?
I loved it, and I'm willing to teach overseas in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, for 2 years this fall. I'm really excited to get deep into one race, culture, place, language, etc. I want to get to know the place without having to leave within a couple of days. I'll learn the day-in, day-out routine of living in a different country. It'll be so good to have a long-term experience.
Would you recommend that others travel, live, or study abroad?
Definitely. Get out of your bubble and explore new ideas and ways of living. I think we get too caught up in our own lives and we never get to truly understand a global perspective without getting out and seeing other ways of life. You also learn more about your boundaries, strengths, and weaknesses. It is essential for everyone to experience.
Americans abroad. Exercise 2.
Nancy, how did travelling abroad change your impressions of other nations, cultures and peoples?
I realise that we assume that the American way is the right way and everyone needs to get with the times. We stuck out like a sore thumb in some places and too often wanted people to accommodate to us, not us accommodate to the people or places. We expected to have things translated into English, easy accommodations. Most people welcomed my poor attempts at trying to communicate, so I tried to assimilate to their culture. But I spent such little time in each place, it was really hard to get a language and customs down before I had to leave. I liked seeing other ways of living. We were mainly in large cities and didn't get in neighbourhoods much, so I don't know much about common life.
How did it change your understanding of the United States?
We are too egotistical and self-centred. The American way is the only way to live. That's such a false statement. We don't know how hard it must be for tourists or foreigners coming in without knowing our language. We need to learn more languages at an earlier age.
Did travelling abroad influence your own life and decisions?
I loved it, and I'm willing to teach overseas in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, for 2 years this fall. I'm really excited to get deep into one race, culture, place, language, etc. I want to get to know the place without having to leave within a couple of days. I'll learn the day-in, day-out routine of living in a different country. It'll be so good to have a long-term experience.
Would you recommend that others travel, live, or study abroad?
Definitely. Get out of your bubble and explore new ideas and ways of living. I think we get too caught up in our own lives and we never get to truly understand a global perspective without getting out and seeing other ways of life. You also learn more about your boundaries, strengths, and weaknesses. It is essential for everyone to experience.